Bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that as you're moving about and preparing for the month of September, the Lord said it's a time for you to begin to review your priorities and to see if they need any changing. It's a time where your eyes must begin to be open to some things, to see greater possibilities, to see new opportunities. And you're going to see this happening up until around about the 29th of the month. And yet the Lord says this season promotes harmony and peace and greater love in your relationships. But also around the 8th of the month, the Lord says it's going to bring some good news for you that is going to have you smiling. Around the 13th and up until around about October the 26th, God says you're going to be able to make headway in your work or in your career. And if you successfully complete jobs that showcase your special abilities, God says you're going to prosper. And I will make you a favorite because God says money's going to be all around you. And guess what? You're going to be the goose with the golden egg. Because God said, whatever your hands touch, he says, I will bless it. Wherever your feet go, I will cause you to prosper. But you must stay in my presence and keep me first. Keep me set before thee, and I will surely bless you, and you will lack for nothing. And God says, I stir up the prophetic gifting, and I stir up the prophetic anointing. Listen to the whispers of my voice. Listen to the guiding of my spirit, and I will lead you to the path of righteousness. I will lead you and show you where the goal is at, and I will bring right people and right connections into your life. So the Lord says, stay on top of your chores, stay on top of your responsibilities, operate in excellence, the Lord will say unto thee. Now I heard him say unto me, he says, don't aggravate people that are in authority. Don't aggravate any bosses or superiors. On the 24th, it's going to usher in a new financial or a social opportunity that's going to be very favorable for thee. Now, I do feel the Lord says avoid hard physical work and slow down a bit on the 7th, the 8th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 24th, because these could be difficult things around thee. Get your proper rest, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season of September, and Father God says this is the season where you're going to be working hard as well as smart. But Father God says this is the month of reward, and I hear Father God says this is the month of review. But Father God says this is the season where you're going to be stepping into a new posture and a new manner concerning relationships and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to stay focused and don't bite any distractions. But Father God says this is the season where you're going to be prioritizing some things. And I hear Father God says prepare for travel. Father God says plan a getaway for this month. But Father God says in the getaway there's going to be meditation and prayer and healing. And I do hear Father God saying this is the month where you're going to begin to take a look at former commitments concerning partners, relationships, long-term acquaintances. And I hear Father God saying you're going to begin to take off the rose-colored glasses concerning these things. And Father God says you're going to pay attention to details. And I further hear Father God saying this is the season to stay peace, be still to any storm that may arise. I hear Father God saying between the dates of September 9th and the 13th, Father God says this is the season where you're going to have to stand. After you've done all, Father God says stand, because there may be a miscommunication or a misunderstanding. Anything that may be disruptive, anything that may frustrate you, I hear Father God saying, don't you change your course, for Father God says this is the season where emergencies may arise, but Father God says he's already anointed you and appointed you for this season. I do hear Father God say pay close attention to the dates of the 14th, 15th, 20th, and 25th, but Father God says these are going to be blessed days and favorable days where you're going to move forward in faith and not fear. And I just hear Father God say trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, dear friend, my God, my God. Well, listen, I want you to stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth, and I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Thomas. I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying that he's encouraging you in his hour. God is saying for you not to doubt yourself. I'm hearing God say that he's working it out with some, working on a family situation, and God says that he's working something out that has been held up delayed, but God says that it's being released, and God says for you to move forward. Don't doubt yourself, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Dr. Thomas. I just hear God saying, writer, come forth. Writer, come forth. For there are some stories and some hidden truths that's going to be within the stories that you're going to write, that God is going to give you the revelation knowledge to, and pertaining to the success of writing your book. And that's the word of the Lord.
And Dr. Thomas, I heard the word of the Lord. There's just remedies that are in you. There are all kinds of remedies for alternate medicines, and you have a researcher in you, and there's a book that shall come forth that should be very successful, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Dr. Thomas. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season of swift new beginnings. Father God says this is the season to make up your mind and stand by your choices. And I just hear Father God saying new confidence, new self-esteem, new self-love in this season. And I do hear Father God says, don't worry, don't fret. Father God says, this is the season of new enthusiasm. For Father God says, you're full of the Spirit, you're full of information as well as inspiration. And you shall inspire and motivate yourself as well as others. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Linda Thomas, for the seed of 4210 once again. A power, 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 a power and anointing that shall touch education. A power and anointing that shall increase your knowledge. A power and anointing that shall bring you to a time of success. A power and anointing that shall cause you to rise to the top. And your gifts shall surely make room for thee. For your gifts shall be a source of some of the greatest benefits in this season. Get ready, because you're going to have success with groups of people. Get ready, because you're going to have success in meetings. Get ready, because you're going to have success in the places that you go. For the Lord says, I touch your hands that they may prosper. I touch your feet that wherever you go, they too shall surely, surely prosper. For I'm expanding you. I'm expanding you, my daughter. And this is a time of increase and financial gains. You'll see it happening. You'll see it manifesting. For the Lord says, don't do a whole lot of traveling during the next 3 months or so, 2 to 3 months. But you will see that God will strengthen thee. Now, I don't know what's going on physically, but the Lord says, consider in health matters or things of that nature, consider holistic herbs and vitamins and things of that nature that can touch your body and strengthen you. Inner strength shall produce outer strength. And that is the word of the Lord, Dr. Linda Thomas. Thank you for your seed.